各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴，终于又回到你们中间。
We're finally back.
我今天的这个讲道，是迟到了七个礼拜。
Actually, we are 7 weeks late. Preaching.
12月10号的时候，那天早上，我们正要来Santa Barbara 的时候，就接到了。
Because the night before December 9th, we received a phone call from one of the elders.
Actually, it's the same day.
Same day of the preaching, December 9th. So he says, no need to come. Because our church service is canceled. So it's almost 2 months since.
这两个月，我相信你们的教会还有整个 Santa Barbara 的社区都经历了很多的痛苦。
So I'm sure the city of Santa Barbara and surrounding your folks have endured a lot since.
不但有水，不但有火，而且还有水。
You not only had a great fire and also a mudslide in between.Because that reminds me of Psalm 66. It says something like this. It says something like that, that you have received fire and water, but I will put you in an abundant place.
So, 但愿2018年神祝福你们，赐给你们一个丰盛的一年。
So it is our prayer that 2018 that the Lord will grant you abundant full year to come.
我们并不是第一次取消我们在这里的讲道。
You know, this is not the first time that the preaching is being canceled at this church for us.
我相信你们教会这种经验也不是很多。
I'm sure this is a rare occasion for your church.Remember a long time ago, we discovered on our way to Santa Barbara 101, the part of 101 was closed. So what happened was we had to detour to Ojai on the way up and then on the way here.By the mountain roads. And then when we arrive, you just send doxology to end the service. Then they say, let's have lunch together. You know, this is something rare that happened to church, but we met both times. So we're so happy to be with you today. So this is a makeup sermon from last time that we were supposed to be here. So we read Romans 1:16-17. So this keep in your Bible open for this passage.
这两节的经句是整卷罗马书，甚至是所有的保罗书信里头最重要的一段。
You know, this passage is one of the most important passages in the whole New Testament and indeed Romans, the book of Romans.
它是罗马书的主题，也是圣经真理的核心。
And this is the theme of Romans and also the whole Bible. And established the right relationship of God and people. So any Christian doctrine we deal with, we cannot separate ourselves from this passage. So this morning, I'd like to discuss this from terms of evangelism or mission, what this means to us.
So 首先第一点我们来看就是为什么我们会以福音为耻。
So the first point is why should we be ashamed of the gospel?
因为保罗那里说我不以福音为耻。
Because the Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
其实我们说福音的这个福哈，在我们中国看成福就是一个福气。
You know, from the Chinese word, the gospel is meaning the first word, 福 is something fortunate or blessing.
有人做过这个民调哈，就是看中国人最喜欢的一个字是什么。
And the people study about the auspicious words in Chinese.So we find out that the Chinese love the word blessing or 福 the best.
你不信的话，你就等到两个礼拜以后过春节的时候。
So you'll find out that in 2 weeks we have a Chinese New Year's Day.
如果你在国内的话，在你会看到福这个字真是铺天盖地的铺向你。
So if you're in China or Chinatown someplace, you'll see the word 福 all over the place.So the Chinese love the word blessing or fortunate. Now, why does Paul say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel? If the 福音, the gospel is so good, so well, why, how can people despise it? And must be some people are ashamed of the gospel.
保罗那个时代的希腊人，他们推崇的是知识，还有智慧。
In Paul's days, the Greeks adore or elevate wisdom.
他们认为福音是愚拙的。
And they feel that the gospel is foolish.
至于犹太人，他们只想看神迹。
And the Jews wanted the miracles, signs.
所以相对之下，福音就不是那么值得人尊敬的。
So comparatively, the gospel is not well respected.
我们看一下哥林多前书一章十八节。
So if you look at the 1 Corinthians 1:18,
那你说十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Because for the gospel is the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from faith to faith.As it is written, the message of the cross is a holiness to those who are perishing, but for us who are being saved, it is power of God.
所以可见得有些人他们是觉得福音太简单了，好像是给那些愚昧人为他们预备的。
So people think that the gospel is too simple and so is reserved for those who are not so wise.
某一件事情我们觉得羞于启口的话通常是出于两种心态。
So if this is the case, then there are two reasons behind.
第一种是我们害怕。
And the first reason is we are afraid.
我们害怕会招来 不利于我们的结果。
We fear that when we preach the gospel, it might bring us something not so good, misfortune.
今天有很多人对传福音他们觉得犹豫不前。
And a lot of people are hesitant to spread the gospel. And because they say the world is against the gospel. And they despise the gospel and preaching the gospel. Well, you can see this all over in the mass media in the United States. You can see that the press and the mass media is against the gospel and also how it shows that they are depraved, superficial in their outlook. So Christians, with our environment, with our message, we are against the tide, as a word.
我们生活在一个充满敌意的环境里面。
We are faced with the anti-Christian, gospel sentiments.
我们怕激怒别人，怕受到别人的排挤。
And we are afraid that we might provoke against someone, and sometimes we're afraid that people might reject us.
因为光照在黑暗 暗里头，黑暗是不喜欢光的。
Because we know that when the light shines in darkness, the darkness do not accept the light.
我们在宣教的工厂上常常可以看到这种情形。
So we see this in the China and other fields all the time.
我们会感觉到常常受到一些压力，一些限制。
And yes, we feel pressure, we feel difficulties in the spreading the gospel here and also in China. And the second reason why we are ashamed of the gospel is that we are superficial. And we want our face.And we evaluate people's evaluation of us more than the Bible's truth. We're not willing publicly open to discuss the Bible. And that reminds us something. And it tells us that we do not belong to the world.And our path and our directions are different from that of the world. And we do not follow the rulers of the principalities and powers of this world. And we worship and follow the creator of the heaven and earth. Let me give you an example. And last November, we had a big meeting in Hong Kong. And we met our youngest daughter, who is a missionary in Hong Kong, and she came to see us. So she took us to the street where she worked.And one of the works she does is she works with the women in a red light district. So what she does as part of her evangelism, she will go to the bars and look out for those prostitutes in the working the bar. So when we walk around the red light district bars and area in the streets, in the Wanzai district of Hong Kong, and what we find out is right in front of many bars, you have ladies who dress with very fine clothes and the makeups.They call Mama-san or Madame.
So these Mama-san do very 大声的一路跟我的女儿打招呼说 Hi, Emily.
And then all these Mama-san, the Madames, will greet our daughters, Hi. So it seems that most of them recognize our daughter. So what happened was our daughter cooked American cookies and as a bribe to this Mama-san so that she would get a free pass going to the bars. So she introduced us to these Mama-sans along the way.And we were kind of feel a little embarrassed. And we said to ourselves, do you really have to introduce us to these madams? We kind of wanted to get away and then go back to the hotel. Then I afterthought, I said, why should I be embarrassed about this whole situation?Because we say, well, our daughter is doing the evangelistic mission pathway. She was not ashamed of what she was doing among those girls. Because she's not ashamed of the gospel. Then some people say, well, I'm never ashamed of the gospel. But then be aware. Because Martin Lloyd-Jones, the great preacher of London, said this. And he said something like this, if you are never ashamed of the gospel, it does not mean you are a good Christian. And maybe it is because you do not know the essence, the foundations of the gospel in the first place. So we want to talk about now the second point or the essence of the gospel. And the point is that what are the wrong view of the gospel we have? And regrettably, we do not understand the true essence of the gospel, therefore we cannot understand it clearly. And some pastors and some Christians says, you know, the essence of the gospel is to save people. Maybe that's not dramatic enough. And then maybe it will not cause people to give or to get excited. And maybe not arouse or convict the sinners. So they say we have to add something more. And that the gospel will be much more appealing. And then you really kind of arouse their attention and then listen to the gospel. And then we say something like the gospel can give you direction, also the purpose of life. And then enjoy your life much more. And then you really understand your potentials. And this seems to be the focal point of some denominations or preachers. You know, some of these things, the gospel preachers emphasize these material things are the exact things that Jesus told us to despise or do away with them. And because Mark 8:34 tells us,
舍己,
you recall Jesus said that if anyone wishes to follow me, he must pick up the cross and follow him.
所以这, 我就是稍微提两种, 派别的福音。
Now let me talk about kind of two kinds of so-called this gospel of prosperity and wealth.
就是两种的误传福音，第一种就是兴盛福音。
And the first one is called prosperity gospel. And this all come under the headings of success theology. Especially some Pentecostal churches emphasize what the gospel will bring to you, the good things. And then they say Christian must to obey also and also do a lot of offering and tithe. And they said this is the way you receive blessing from the Lord. So one time we were preaching in Nanjing. And we were baptizing some Christians in the house churches. So as I was preaching and my husband was baptizing, I talked to a girl next to me. Yeah, and I said to her, are you a Christian?
她说我去教会。
She said, I go to church.
我说你你得救决志了没有？
I say, have you decided to follow Jesus, accept Jesus?
她说我受洗了。
She says, I'm baptized.
有点答非所问。
And she's kind of missing the point.
那我就问她，我说你当初怎么会想要到教会？
And I say, how did you come to church in the first place? And she said, my mother forced me to come to church. And I said, why she force you? And she says, if I go to church, the church will provide me a husband because they're more dependable.
她说，而且呢，如果我信神了以后，他就会帮我找一个好工作。
And then if I believe God, God will give me a good job.
他会给我一个好的婚姻。
And also good marriage.
孩子听话。
And good children.
她说这个人他就可以放心了，我的人生就是一帆风顺了。
And then my life will be smooth sailing after that.
我们都知道这不是真的。
And we know that this is not the true gospel.
可是这却是很多人来教会的一个原因。
You know, sadly, a lot of people come to church with those kind of reasons.
因为常常在讲台上释放的就是他们喜欢听的。
And what it is that the pastor or preacher would tell those things that they want to hear.
我们看一下提摩太后书四章三。
Because in 2 Timothy tell us this. Yeah, please read the English passage.
好，我们中文起来，一二三。
You know, a lot of people want to listen to kind of a false gospel.
但是，所以他们希望，他们听到的福音就是你信主了以后，你就会有上帝保守你一生平安。
So they like to listen that once you believe, then the Lord will bless you and take care of you all your life.
他会满足你一切的愿望。
And he will satisfy all your wishes.
难怪有一位美国牧师曾经这样子说。
So no wonder one American pastor said this.
他说现在很多教会敬拜的神看起来更像圣诞老人，而不是圣经中的神。
And he says a lot of the people see God as a Santa Claus, not the God that we worship.
第二种错误的福音就是西式的福音。
And the second kind of gospel is a diluted gospel.
就是掺了水的，只讲了一半的福音。
This kind of wrong gospel is that they only speak half of the gospel.
他说只要你信你就得救了。
And they say, well, if you believe, then you'll be saved.
他不提审判。
That they will not listen to the judgment to come.
他们也不谈说我们要天天背起十字架来跟随主。
And they will not talk about we should bear the cross daily to follow him.
最近在新加坡还有在中国，特别是南方，有一种很流行的他们所谓的恩典神学。
And then there's a very popular in Singapore in South China called the Gospel of Grace.
特别强调神的属性里头一些受人欢迎的部分。
And then they emphasize the part that the people enjoy and listen to.
强调神的慈爱，神的温和，神的医治。
They talk about God's love, God's healing, God's taking care of us.
但是他们却忽略了圣徒需要成圣的这个过程。
But they neglect the holiness or sanctification for all Christians.
他们甚至故意的忽略了旧约中神的一些属性。
And then they neglected the truthfulness, and then the attributes of the God in the Old Testament and New Testament.
他讲到神的公义，神的审判和神的威严。
Because Old Testament talk about God's judgment, God's holiness, and God's righteousness.
所以这种福音其实是一种很廉价的福音。
And this kind of gospel is
廉价很cheap.
Yeah, it's kind of a cheap gospel.
因为廉价的福音就不是福音。
And the cheap gospel is not the true gospel.
一部分的福音也不是真正的福音。
Because a partial gospel is not a whole gospel.
因为保罗教导我们说，我们传福音的时候要传全备的福音。
Because the Paul tells us that we preach Christ crucified, that is the whole Bible, whole truth.
所以哥罗西书一章二节那里讲，我们用中文来念。Colossians
1:2 says this. Please read it.
我们一起来念哈，一二三。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。所以稀释的福音就不是全备的福音。So
this diluted gospel is not a true gospel.
接下来我们来看真正的福音是什么。
So now we want to focus the real, the true gospel.
就是福音的本质。
And what is the essence of the gospel?
第一个就是福音的本质就是是神拯救的大能。
The first point is the salvation power of God.
因为保罗他不以福音为止，他的原因是这福音本是神的大能。
And Paul again emphasizes that he's not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God.
这里的这个大能，在希腊原文里头，它是dunamis，它是一种爆炸的能量。
So the word power in the Greek is dubitus, which is the power to explode.
所以英文里头的这个炸药，就是它的字，就是从这个字来的。
So the English word dynamite comes from this root word of dunamis.
所以保罗他用这个炸药般的这个威力来形容。
So Paul uses the power of gospel as unto a dynamite that they can explode in terms of God's power. So in the Bible we talk about and we see a lot of areas where God's power is shown. Such as God created the heavens and earth.
造了星辰，而且每一个星辰都有他的名字。
And then he created the world, and also it has its name, names.
他又带领以色列人经过旷野。
And he took the children of Israel out of Egypt into the Canaan through the desert.
从他这整个的历程中，我们看到。
And then we can tell the whole the exodus of the power of God leading them out of Egypt. And that is not comparable to what God has done in the gospel. And then we know that to save a sinner required a lot of big power from God. It's not something easy. And that's something persons cannot do. Because we're all sinners, totally depraved. And the Bible tells us all have sinned, all is evil. And in John 3:19-20 tell us this.
这里说光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。凡作恶的，后面没有，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。所以呢，神拯救一个罪人的这个工作，比他创造宇宙还困难。
So to save sinner from evil to good is almost compared to God's creation of the world, maybe more.
所以你说那传福音多难啊，让一个人信主。
So you say how difficult it is to spread the gospel.
好在我们传福音不是凭着人的聪明和口才。
So therefore, to translate, to preach the gospel, convert people is not dependent on us, our wisdom. It is dependent on God's power and the Holy Spirit. So that what we say can penetrate into the hearts of the people.
So
And it is a power of the gospel can penetrate and defeat the evils in the people's hearts.
我记得我的女儿她刚刚出来蒙召做宣教士的时候她心里有很多的挣扎。
So when our young daughter first became a call to the gospel, she had a lot of struggles in her heart.
她说她有三个挣扎。
And she says she has three difficulties and struggles.
我只提其中的一个。
We just mentioned one.
她说我觉得我不够我不合格。
And she says I'm not qualified, I'm unqualified.
我不喜欢在公众面前讲话。
And she says I don't like to show myself or talk before the groups.
我的圣经的知识又不熟。
And my biblical knowledge is not so good.
所以那个时候我就跟她讲了讲了一个我的经验。
And then I talked to her about my experience.
所以讲了以后她就解决了那个问题。
And then after that, that solved her fear and her issues.
我给她的一个例子就是有一次我跟一个弟兄有一次我参加一个神学的课程就是个人布道的课程。
And then I talked to her about one time I studied and took a class on personal evangelism.
那一次老师给我们每一个人一个作业。
And the professor gave us an assignment for every one of us.
就是你这个星期之内你要去向一个不信的人传福音。
And that was this week you must talk to one person about Jesus.
然后你要写个报告。
And write a report of that exercise.
下课的时候就有一个弟兄来找我。
And then after class, one brother came to see me.
他说我跟你可以因为可以合作，他说我跟你合作这个项目好，这个作业好不好
？And he says, can we cooperate and do this together?
我说没问题。
And I said, no problem.
然后他说我已经预备好了，有一个我们要传福音的对象就是我妹妹。
And she says, he says, I know one person we want to evangelize. That's my sister.
所以呢，我后来第二天我就跟他去看他的妹妹。
So we went to see her, his sister next day.
所以我们花了很多时间，但我们从晚上七点一直到十点跟她妹妹谈话。
So we spent 3 hours from 7 to 10 talking to her, his sister.
她的妹妹呢，非常的刚硬。
And as a word, the sister is very hardened.
而且她的口才很好，她那个时候刚好对佛教有兴趣，所以她用很多佛教的道理来驳斥我们。
And she was very loquacious and talking about Buddhist terms, trying to convert us.
就我们两个人对抗他，就是勉强啊，能够跟他跟他打成平手。
And then we were able to debate accordingly, almost battle to battle.
所以到了十点钟时，我已经筋疲力尽了。
So by 10 o'clock, I was tired and ready to go home.
我准备就是民兵收兵。民警说就打算退场了。
And I was ready to retrieve and then go home.
这时候忽然那个门开了，就进来一个女孩。
Then suddenly someone, a girl came into the door.
是她妹妹的室友。
And then is his sister's roommate.
所以我们介绍了以后呢，我就发现她没有进去她的房间，她就坐下来听我们讲话。
So this roommate of hers did not go to the room, but instead sat down and listened to us talk.
所以我就把我那天晚上讲的一些话，我最后做一个总结，然后我就想要告辞了。
So what I did was summarize my argument and my presentation and ready to go home.
等我要走的时候，就这个女孩子，就她的室友忽然说，你可不可以再仔细讲一点？
And then this roommate of hers, she says, don't go yet. Why don't you go a little more detail about your presentation?
我觉得你讲得非常有趣，我想知道的更多。
And she says, your presentation is good. I want to know more.
所以大概十分钟以后，我们就带领那个女孩子祷告，她愿意决志接受基督。
And then as it turned out,We led that girl to a prayer to accept Jesus. And this is became a very encouragement to me. And that is to evangelize, to do evangelism, do not depend on our own wisdom and our own skills.
福音本身就是神的大能。
Because the gospel itself is power of God.
所以福音不需要我们去修改它，让它变得更切合文化，更让别人喜欢。
So the gospel do not need our own kind of a sugar-coated message.
福音也不需要我们为它辩护。
And the gospel do not need our defense.
我们只需要宣扬福音，然后福音自己就会做工。
So what you need to do is to spread the gospel of God will work itself.
所以真福音的第二个性质就是福音要救一切相信的。
The second gospel is that the gospel will save those who are called.
我们刚才读到福音要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
The gospel will save those first the Greek Jews, then the Greeks.
所以希腊人是代表外邦人。
So Greeks they represent Gentiles.
所以犹太人跟外邦人加起来就是全世界的人。
So what it is, Jews and Gentiles compose all people in the world.
很多人觉得，哎呀，保罗的意思好像犹太人比外邦人优先。
And some people think that the Jews are better off than the Gentiles.
其实这是指时间上的次序。
But this is just basically a timing, a difference.
神拣选犹太人，把福音给他们，要他们负起这个责任，把福音传给外邦人。
Because God chose the Jews to spread God's word to the Gentiles.
福音呢的大能之一就是神不偏袒人。
So what it is, God do not discriminate others in the gospel work.
因为如果福音是出于我们人的能力的话，那么就会受到我们人的眼光，还有我们的偏好来限制。我们会喜欢把福音传给我们的亲人啊，我们喜欢的人。
If that were the case, then that we only spread the gospel to our own kinspeople, and then neglecting others.
但福音呢是为每一个人预备的。
But the gospel is for all people.
它这个计划是不仅是犹太人，也包括外邦人。
So not only for the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
所以彼得在五旬节那天他说，他宣告，他说，凡求告主名的都必得救。
So then you understand what Peter says in Acts 2:21 says, those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以保罗他有一股热忱，他要把福音传给所有的人。
So Paul's passion is that the gospel may be spread to all people.
不论是富的，是贫的。So, 是
没读过书的。And Paul says, whether the gospel is to be given to the poor and the rich and the wise and then the foolish.
所以在罗马书一章十四、十五节那里讲。
So Romans 1, 14 and 15 says this.
我来念哈，英文在上头。那里说，无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。所以保罗这里特别提到他欠他们的债。
So Paul said that he owes a debt to the Greeks and non-Greeks, wise and unwise, about the gospel of Christ.
所以还债的这种欠债的心理是很复杂的。
So the owing a debt in gospel is very complicated.
你一旦欠了别人什么，比如说欠了人的钱，不管怎么样，你心里总是会想着他。
So,
而且呢，你一定要想办法还清了以后，你心里才有平安。
So if we're talking about debts in monetary values, we always have to think of when can we return the debt in full.
所以，但愿我们对于传福音也有这样子欠债的心理。
But we need to have this debt in terms of gospel spreading.
而且福音的大能，它能够更新人的生命。
So the gospel can renew and revive a person's life.
所以如果你经历过，你看到，不管是你自己或别人的身上，福音怎么翻转一个人的话。
So when you see how you can change a person's personality,
你就会有像保罗这种传福音的热忱。
Then you will have like Paul's passion for the gospel.
我下面让你们看一个图片。这个图片是我们去两年前在缅甸的所照的相片。
This picture shows our ministry in Burma or Myanmar last year.
在图片的你们的右上方的那张照片里头，最左边的是一位大树族的牧师。
And on the picture of the right hand, you see a pastor from the Burma. On the left hand picture. And this pastor is very interesting. So he pastored a Lisu church in the mountains of Lashio, about 200 people. So he had a little job which is unpaid. So he has this detox center in his village. So every week he must ride his bicycle down to the mountain every for an hour and a half.
摩托车,
mm-hmm.
然后他, 要去联合国给的一些解毒的药上来, 就是三个钟头, 一个礼拜要两次, 三个钟头骑摩托车去拿那个药。
So twice a week he must ride his motorcycle down the hill, get some detox medicine from UN and go back to the village.
我们说,你这些来戒毒的人里面,你们的成功率是多少?就是不会再回来的,就戒毒就成功的是多少?
And I asked him, what is your success rate in your detox center about the result of your rehab center?
他说是30%.
And he says, about 30%.
我说才30%啊?
I said, only 30%?
我说那政府
And I ask, there's a government center, rehab center, right? What's their result? What's their evaluation of this? And there's a zero success rate for the government center. So what happened was the government Burma depended heavily on the Christian detox center. Because even the government understand only the gospel can change these drug addicts. Because even though the government receive medicine from UN, the medicine itself cannot change people's behavior.
他说, 在缅甸很有趣啊, 带着枪走在街上。
And very interesting that, that there are only two kinds of people in Burma can bring guns in their possession.
一种人就是军人跟警察。
And the first kind is of police and the military.
第二种人就是牧师。
And second are pastors.
所有的, 解读的牧师, 他们都免费的供应一支枪。
And these are Christian pastors who receive pistols in their work among the drug dealers.
牧师他告诉我们说，他们的警察局长有一次就拿了一把枪来放在他家的桌上，说：“你签个字，你就说这把枪是给你的。” So
what happened was a police chief came to this pastor's home and bring a gun, says, "This is yours for your use. All you have to sign is sign your name, and you can have it."
但是他说，请你拿回去。
And the pastor says, "No, no, thanks. Please take it back."
因为我蒙召传道是要拯救人，不是要杀人。
And he says, my job as a pastor is to save people by the gospel, not to kill them. And he says something like this, even the extreme circumstances, even the danger of my life, I will not use the gun to kill people. Because this is against the call. And I have a better weapon than this, that is the gospel. So we understand that not only gospel can change the whole pattern of behavior of people. And then the gospel will bring a great power and then the energy to bring people into salvation.
我们就谈到第三点就是唯独靠信心。
The third point about true gospel is faith alone.
福音很简单,
The gospel is actually very simple. All you have to do is believe and you have eternal life. So as you know, last year was the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. So we know that on October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the castle door of Wittenberg Church, and that changed the whole European and the world religious situation. Now, Martin Luther was a law student. So during his university days, two of his good friends from school died. So that brings a great shock to him. So he says, one day I will die and then will face judgment, and he was terrified. So he entered monastery life at the time because he wanted to find out salvation. So he had a name for himself at the monastery. He was a model monastery student. And he would do all those menial, dirty jobs that no one wanted. And then he followed the confessions rules very carefully. And then he would confess to the priest only small things, and then he would confess hours on hours to the confessor. And even those fathers who listened to his confession were tired of him. And then to the point that these fathers, they said, enough is enough, go back, don't worry about your sins. Then they would say, wait until you sin big, and then worth confession, then come back. Because in the monastery, she taught them that you do good works to satisfy God's requirement. But he never satisfied himself by doing good because that was not enough for God. Because he says, my heart is evil and dark. Whatever I do will be darkened as a way to please God. And how can that good work satisfy me, satisfy God and save me? And this kind of trauma, this kind of difficulty really drove him to almost crazy. So until one day he studied the Bible on Romans 1:16-17 we just read today. And especially the phrase, the righteous shall live by faith. And then he was so happy, he says, Eureka, I found it, I understand it. And he says, the salvation is so simple, is to believe alone and then you will receive eternal life. So the gospel was ready. And that it is to receive the gospel by faith. And if we want to receive God's blessing, you must just first believe. So it is out of this belief alone, by faith alone, that he challenged the whole Roman Catholic Church to change.
掀起了一场影响后世很大的这个改教运动。
So the Reformation started from that day on, and then also from his teaching on by faith alone.
你知道这个运动为什么受到世界各国这么大的一个重视呢？
So why do you think that this Reformation was received all over the world and pay attention by the whole world? So the Reformation not only touched on the religious and personal salvation, but also touched on the government,the economy, and then moral life of the whole world.
好，最后我们做一个结论。
Now, let us come to a conclusion.
这个结论就是根据哥林多后书第四章第七节，那里说我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So this passage is this conclusion is based on the 2 Corinthians 4:7. It says, but we have treasure of jars of clay to show the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. And this gospel is so treasured, so precious. So what this treasure, hidden treasure in the jar is the gospel. So again, Paul is not ashamed of this gospel. So he wants to spread this good word and treasure to others. And I read some news stories and report that 2017 was the most corrupted, also confused in the age, in the history. Not only to people here in Santa Barbara, but also to the whole world, this is a very confusing age. And we know that this world is full of confusion, danger, and depravity. And we are surrounded by loneliness, hurtfulness, lostness, and then helplessness. So therefore, the whole world needs the gospel, especially in this age. And they need to be told that their God, they can save them, they save them from lostness. And they can have relationship with the God who created heaven and earth. And that they can have eternal life and hopeful purpose in life. They just need to receive this gospel by faith. What can we do? God's will is that not one shall be lost. Now we should not be selfish. Now we should not be fearful. Or not to be intimidated. Not to be ashamed of the gospel. So we are not to hide the treasure of God in the jar. We are to bring it out of the jar and then to spread around. Because the gospel of God is power unto salvation. And the gospel can save all those who believe and all of their misery into life. Let us pray. Our Father, our God, we thank you for your word. Give it to us. The power of God is unto salvation. And we pray that the word of God can save us. And you have saved. And you have continued to save those who are lost. We pray for this congregation. Pray for those who are not born again or have not accepted you yet. Pray that your word will touch them through this message and through the word of God, that your word will go forth and then save those who are lost and give purpose and hope in this lost world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Jesus lives in you.